speaking with Kelly Davis with the Renewable Fuels Association. And Kelly, I understand that you recently did some globetrotting, went to a couple of different countries on an ethanol trade mission. Tell us about that.
Yes, I just recently had the privilege of attending another ethanol export market assessment trade mission with the U.S. Greens Council and Growth Energy. We went to Mexico City in mid-May and enjoyed very much our time down there. And I left very excited about a potential market beginning in 2016 and 2017 for some corn ethanol exports.
While you were there, who were you meeting with?
We actually met with Pemex, which was a very nice meeting. That was one of the first meetings of the day. And Pemex, you know, they have a history of not using ethanol due to the food corn issues. But recent energy reforms, we feel, are going to cause Pemex to change their thinking. Mexico, they've enacted a energy reform bill, which opens up their energy sector to competition. And so under the reforms, Pemex will remain state-owned, but they'll need to be profitable, so they're going to have to compete with domestic and international competitors starting in 2017. So we think this opens this market up to ethanol because we know it's more price competitive over the oxygen that they currently choose, which is MTBE. So we're pretty excited about this potential opening of the market and also allowing some competition for Pemex. We also stopped and spoke with, obviously, our U.S. Embassy staff that's on the ground there in Mexico City. But we also met with the Secretariat of Ag down there. We also met with the Mexican Ministry of Energy. And they're currently looking to write the regulations around the use of ethanol and gasoline in Mexico.
And besides Mexico, I understand you also visited Tokyo.
Japan currently uses ETBE, which is ethyl tertiary butyl ether, as their oxygen of choice. So technically they already use ethanol, but they use ethanol as a feedstock to make the ETBE and then use the ETBE as their blending agent.
Well, Kelly, tell me a little bit about this partnership that is involved in these trade missions, the Grains Council, RFA, Growth Energy. How is this partnership working out?
It's been a nice partnership. We're just getting rolling on it. The U.S. Grains Council is doing a good job of organizing the events and having the meetings run like clockwork. It's been a pleasure to just go on these and meet all the players in the other country who have jobs around fuel blending regulations, as well as actually getting to meet like Pemex, who is on the business side relative to actually getting the fuel in the marketplace. So it's been a wonderful collaboration, and I'm looking forward to it continuing.
Thank you very much. That's Kelly Davis with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.